Okay, today we're going to do Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at Hahu Gavra, five lines into the page on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra Damalei Lechavri. There was a guy who said to his friend, Imas Benina La Laha Ara, if I sell this karka, Lach Mas Benina La, I'm selling it to you, and let's make a kinyan on this. Meaning, I'm not selling my land right now. But when I do sell this land, I am hereby committing to sell it to you. And they make a kinyan on that commitment. Azal Zabnil Inishachrina, and then he goes and he sells it to someone else. Amar of Yosef Kona Kama. The first guy is Kona the Karka, because he made a kinyan before the second guy came along. So now that he's showing, obviously, that he's interested in selling it, the first guy's kinyan is going to be Chal. Amalei Abaye Velo Pasak. But wait, they never set a price for the kinyan, so how could the kinyan be Chal? Aren't we Choshesh that the Kona maybe, isn't the Kona Choshesh that the Mocher is going to ask for way too much money, and therefore he doesn't really have Smichas Das, he doesn't have Gemiras Das for a Kinyan? Well, whoever told you that whenever there's no set price, there's no Kinyan? Well, whoever told me? It's not. Our Mishnah told it to me. Our Mishnah made a distinction when you sell wine to an Ovid Chavim, if you set the price or didn't set the price. The Kinyan is only going to be Chal if you set the price. When you didn't set a price, it will not be Chal. So, my Haviyala, what's Allah l'maisa in such a case? So my haviyala could the kamrin. What do you mean? Like we said, that you see in our Mishnah that the kinyan doesn't work unless they have a set price. So it says, no. Dilma chumra di ayin nesach shayni. Maybe because of a chumra of yayin nesach, we're choshesh that there was no kinyan until they set a price. But maybe when it comes to other areas of halacha, we do assume that there could be a kinyan even without a set price. So the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa to answer this suffix. Outside of the world of yayin nesach, when there is no set price, do we assume the kinyan is chal? There was a story in the Beis Medrash of Rav Chista. He was asked about this very din. Does a kinyan work without a psikas damim? Rav Chista be Rav Huna, and Rav Chista went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna so that they could both look into it. Upashte mehaditanya, and Rav Huna answered from the following braisa. It talks about a person whose workers were bringing him peros on a donkey, or they carried the peros on their shoulders and they wanted to sell the peros to somebody else. Mashach chamarav upalav. The kona did a meshicha on the donkeys or on the workers of the mocher, and these donkeys or these workers were carrying the grain that he's interested in buying on their back. V'chnisan l'toch beso, and he brings them into his house, having in mind to make a kinyan. Bein pasak atshul madad, bein madad atshul pasak. It doesn't matter whether they had set a price or not. Lo kona, he is not kona. Ushnehen yichol lachzer behen, and since there's no kinyan, they can both still back out. Because in the reason is different in the two cases. When they set a price and they didn't yet do a medida, so then it's pashut that he's not kona, because the fact that he pulled the workers doesn't help. Because the Mashiach is not going to help on people, he has to pull the peros themselves, and it doesn't help on the peros. The Mashiach that he did doesn't work for the peros, because the peros are not in the rishus of the kona, because they're on the workers' backs. And in a case where he was modeid before he was posek, where he measured it out before he set a price, Ruchoshesh, the kona is going to be worried that maybe the price is going to be ridiculous, and he's not really going to be interested in doing this kinyan. But Pirkan, but if he unloads the peros from the workers, v'chnisan, and then l'toch beso, and then he brings the peros into his house, now we have a chilek. Pasak ad shelo madad, if they set a price prior to measuring it out, ain't shein chol lachzer behen. Then the kinyan is final. It is the sale is final. Madad ad shelo pasak, but if they measure it out before having set a price, shnein chol lachzer behen. There is no kinyan, because before a psika, there's no kinyan. Before they decide on a price, there's no kinyan. So you see that since they didn't decide on a price, even outside of the world of yayin nesach, there is no kinyan. So the Gemara is going to bring another maisa in order to To highlight this idea. Hahu gavra damale lechavre. A guy said to his chaver, if I sell this land, I'm going to sell it to you, and he gives a price for 100 zuz, and they make a kinyan. Then he went and he sold it to someone else, b'mei avashin, for 120 zuz. Rav Kahana kona kama. Rav Kahana says the first guy is kona, not the second guy, because they had already determined on a price, and they made a kinyan on it, so the second kinyan is not going to mean anything. Maskathar of Yaakov in Arba Code, Hai Zuzian Suhu, why is the first guy Kona? The second guy, he sold it to the second guy because the second guy added a lot more money, and that's what forced him to sell it. So without that, he wouldn't have sold it. So when he promised the first guy that he's going to sell it to him, that means if he's going to be able to only sell it for 100, but now where he's able to sell it for 120, it's as if he's not doing it willingly. It's as if he's being forced to do it, and that wasn't part of the deal. So the first guy's kinyan was only if he's able to do it willingly. So the Gemara comes to the maskana of Hilchsa Rav Yaakov in our code that the second guy is in fact kona. So I guess main point over here: if a person guarantees to sell to one person at a certain price and then sells to another person at a higher price, it's a machlokas who's kona. But we paskin that the second fellow is kona. So says the Gemara. Let's say the mocher says to the kona, I'm going to sell you karka the way that it is evaluated by three people, and you don't need all three people to agree to the same price. Even if only two of the dayanim out of the three agree on the value of the land, we follow their evaluation. And the reason for that is that when a person says shuma and he says shlosha, probably what he means is that I just need a beis din to give an assessment of the value of this land. But we know that the rule is by dayanim that you always follow the majority. So you don't need all three to agree to the evaluation. But if the mocher says to the kona, I'm going to sell you this land, kida amri bitlasa, based on the way three people say, then ada amri bitlasa, then you need all three people, because in such a case, he's not saying directly a beisdin. Kida shaymi barba, ada amri barba, v'kolshke nechad amri kida amri barba. But if he uses a different number aside from three, he says four, for example, so then we know he's not talking about a beisdin. It doesn't matter if he says kida shaymi or kida amri. When you say four, he clearly needs all four people to agree. Let's say he says the way three people evaluate, and then three people come and they evaluate the land, and the kona says to the mocher that he's not happy with that evaluation. I'd rather you bring in three other people who are greater experts in evaluation. The kona can be ma'akev, and he can bring in three other experts who will have to evaluate the land. Who says that they're greater experts? Who knows what's considered a greater expert? That the first assessment of the three experts is what's binding. So when a person has to evaluate land, if he uses the number three, sometimes he just means the majority of the beis din. But if he uses the number four, he clearly intends that all four people should agree on the shuma. And another main point, la halacha, we assume that the kona can't insist on greater experts because we could never know who is in fact a greater expert. Okay, new Mishnah now. Other dinim about selling wine to a guy. So says the Mishnah, a Jew sells wine to a guy and then to Yisrael. Not alas ha mashbech umadad. The Yisrael takes the mashbech, like the what do you call it? The colander, the thing that you pour it through. It's a cylinder type of shape, and then he pours the wine from the kli medida, from his own measuring kli, l'toch slochisu shalov chavim, into the jug of novid chavim, v'chazor madal l'toch slochisu shal Yisrael, and then he pours it into the kli of a Jew. Im yeshbo akeves yayin, if the mashbech that helps you pour from one kli to another has on the edges of it some wine left from the previous purchase, usser. Whatever he poured into the Jew's kli is going to be usser because it's mixing in with yayin that was poured into the goy's kli. If a guy pours wine from one kli to another, es she'ira mimenu, the wine that's remaining in the kli that he poured from, muter, ve'ashira letocho aser, but the wine that went into the new kli is aser, because the chamor goes there to aser wine that was poured even mikocho shelagai, even if though he didn't actually touch the wine directly, and they were gozer only on what has left the kli, but not that on that which remains in the kli. So the Gemara discusses whether wine that's spilled from a kli of a Jew to a kli of a guy that has yayin nesach in it becomes usher through what's called nitzok, through the connection of the stream. Tanan hasam, we have a Mishnah in the 8th parak of Maseches Taros. Hanitzok, a stream of water that comes from an elevation to a lower place. Vakatafris, or water that comes down an incline from a higher place to a lower place. Umashka tafech, or if you just have a moist area, eino chibur, it does not connect the two bodies of water, lo l'tuma, not with regards to tuma, that if let's say you have a tahar liquid and a tame person is touching the bottom of the stream, so we do not assume that the tuma goes up all the way to the tahor liquid, v'lo l'tara, but it also doesn't help for tara. Let's say on the bottom you have a hole with water in it that doesn't have 40 sa'a, so it's not kosher for tevila, but with the nitzok, with the stream of what it's connected to on top, it would be 40 sa'a. We do not assume that that's considered a chibur to make it a good mikvah. But ha'ishboren, if you have a karka that water has collected in, chibur l'tum l'tara, that is a chibur. If water on one side is tame, goes to the other side, or if mayim that's mechubar through it to a mikvah, it becomes kosher to be tovel in it. So that's as far as tumah tahara, what we discussed before. All of these forms of connection, of a steady stream, of going down an incline, of moisture in between, it is able to connect as far as yayin nesach is concerned. If kosher wine is attached in one of these three ways to yayin nesach, the kosher wine becomes aser. How do you know that din that nitzok katapris and mashka tofeach is a valid chibur for yayin nesach? If it's from the Mishnah that we mentioned before, nitzok katapris and mashka tofeach in a chibur l'tum of l'tara l'tum l'taru who delo havi chibur alin yayin nesach havi chibur, that you're going to be medayik from the Mishnah that we quoted, that the Mishnah that we quoted from the 8th paragraph of Maseches Taros said that as far as tumen tahara is concerned, it's not considered a chibur, but we could be medayik from there. Oh, but as far as yayin nesach is concerned, it is a chibur. Yeah, but then name a seifa hishboren chibur l'tumah l'tara. Then you have to make the same diuk in the seifa where it says that an hishboren, the gathered water, is a chibur for tumah l'tara. So what? You're going to make the same diuk l'tumah l'tara hudavi chibur halin yayin nesach lavi chibur. That, but if it were to come to yayin nesach, it would not be a good enough chibur. It doesn't make any sense. It's a stronger chibur. Why wouldn't it be a good enough chibur? El mehal lekalamashmina. So you can't be medayik anything from that Mishnah about tumen tahara to the rules of yayin nesach. So says Gemara, no, you know what the source is? It's from our Mishnah. Tanan, natal es hamashbech umadad. The Jew takes, who's selling the wine, takes the mashbech, and he pours wine through it from his own measuring kelim, l'toch tzol chisu shalav chavim, into the guy's kli, v'chazar umadad, l'toch tzol chisu shalav yisrael. And then he measures again into a Jew's kli. Im yesh bar keves yayin, if there is a place where wine might get stuck and stop there, so aser, the wine is going to be aser. Ha'akeves yayin b'may kamitasra, but why should that drop where that stays in the mashpech become aser in the first place? He was pouring his wine into a guy's kli. So yes, some of that wine may have gotten caught in the mashpech, but that's his wine that's getting caught in the mashpech. It's not the guy's wine. So isn't it because lav benitzok? Isn't it because, yes, but it's connected through a nitzok to the guy's wine through a stream? Shma mina nitzok chibur. So you see from there that nitzok is in fact a chibur, that in fact is a connector. So says the Gemara, no. Tani Rabbi Chia, b'chastot tzlochiso. He explained that we're talking in a case where the guy's kli fills up and backs up into the Jew's pouring utensil. If it backs up, so then it's not a nitzok, it's mamish sitting. The wine is sitting there, the non kosher wine is sitting there. What would the halacha be if it was did not back up all the way? So apparently, lo. Apparently, the wine would not become aser. So now it should be right in the other direction. Tivshal to nitzok ain't a chibur. So then it should be right that nitzok is not chibur, and that should be a kashan ravunu. It says that nitzok is chibur by yayin nasach. So it's more lo. That if it gets backed up, then you're right. Then you have a clear raya that it's aser. But by nitzok, we still leave it unresolved. So main point over here, the Gemara raises the issue of whether a stream will be considered a chibur for yayin nesach, to aser kosher wine that has a stream into non-kosher wine. We know by tum and tahara it's not a chibur, but we still, so far, we still have a shayla whether it's considered a chibur with regard to yayin nesach. So, Baruch Hashem, next time when we do dafayin beis and beis, we'll pick up with the next raya in that discussion.